What's up, guys? It's your girl, BK. Welcome to Fat and Figuring It Out right here on Anchor.fm. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. I hope you are having a great day, evening, month, year, all of that good stuff. Now, before we get into the topic of the day, because, you know, today we're talking about BK runs 5K, right? So I did my 5K. I want to tell you about that. But before we get into that, I want to talk about how you can reach me. Now, Anchor has this awesome new way of letting the listener be a part of the show, and I absolutely love it. You probably heard the sponsor ads before the podcast came on, but I want to tell you again, I want to hear from you. I want to know your opinions. I want to know your thoughts on different topics. I want you to be involved in this program. So definitely hit the voice message button. Hit the voice message button. Leave a message. Tell me what you thought about the topics. What else? Not only just the topics, if you have an idea of a topic that Fat and Figuring It Out needs to be covering, definitely let me know, okay? I want you to be a part of this show because I do the show for you. So the more impact, the more influence, the more you're in it with me, oh my gosh, it's just going to take this program to the next level, okay? And how to reach me, betterbodybybk@gmail.com. That's betterbodybybk@gmail.com. And Facebook is betterbodybybk. IG, Better Body by BK, and Twitter, guess what? It's Better Body by BK. Okay, you got it? All right, awesome. So let's get into the topic at hand, because I know you got lots to do, and I won't hold you up for too long. So, you know, most of you guys know, for the last couple of months, I was training for a 5K, and I have pictures. Ugh, I'm so slow. I've been working. I need to put that on the website. I'll get to it. I'm sorry. But it is on my Facebook page, and it's also on IG. But, so, on the 5th of this month, I ran / walked my first 5K. And it was great. It was amazing to see so many runners. It was about 3,000 people there. And it was just a huge staple in my personal goal, where it's like, okay, this is something that I want to try because I've never done it, and I kind of want to push myself to become better. It was the perfect day to do it because it was nice and cool. Let me just be honest. In the beginning, my leg was hurting from the jump of it. My leg was hurting. I was nervous. I was so nervous. Oh my God. I was so nervous. I'm like, am I going to trip, knock somebody over? How long do I run? Do I need to walk? What if I walk? Am I going to be the last one? Oh my God. There was so much fear. There was so much doubt. There was so much, running through my mind. It was like crazy. Like, I'm going to drive there, but, you know, I don't know what to expect. I just didn't know. It was my first one. I didn't know what to expect, you know? And I was doing it by myself, so it was like, my boyfriend came with me, but he didn't know, like, how to encourage me. Like, he just, like, stood there. you know, say, go get them chips. Say something, you know, pump me up. I'm about to do something like I've never done before. But not everybody's good at that. He's not. But that's what I needed. you know, I needed that. And I didn't get that at that moment. And it kind of pissed me off. But then my leg started hurting right before the race. And I'm like, you know, I should have got it looked at. I know I have like some type of strain in my leg or something. I know I need to get it looked at. And I didn't before the race. So I can't even complain because that's my own bad, right? Still haven't gotten it looked at. Need to do that. But needless to say, that I wasn't going to let that be an excuse as to why I could not do this race. So started a race, boom, off to a nice start. Got going, got moving, got flowing. I was like, okay, this is good. It was at a good speed with running, keeping up with everybody. I was like, okay. So everything was moving forward until about 20 minutes left of the race, when my leg was just bothering me. My leg was just hurting so bad. So I ended up like dragging my leg, like in tears, like I was in so much pain. But my goal was to finish this race, you know, under an hour. I wanted to finish this race under an hour. And I was getting a little discouraged because I'm just like, you know, I see people kind of going faster than me. And I'm like, okay, Keish, this is your race. This is your race, right? You're going to run this race in your speed and in your time, you know. That's how I kind of, you know, that's how I talk to myself. And you're going to get done. You're going to do it. And, you know, you've never done this, but you got it. So this is how I'm talking to myself. And just thinking of, for some reason, like I was getting flashbacks of just different moments, how I would have never done this like 3 or 4, even at my smallest, I would have never done this, you know? So I'm saying that to say, give yourself credit for new levels, experiencing different stuff. Like, you know, I believe that's what life is all about. You know, taking those opportunities. Don't wait until you're perfect, you know, because at my smallest, I was not thinking about running no damn marathon, right? So you don't have to be perfect. You just got to do it. You got to want to do it. And, you know, my next thing I really want to do is rock climb. Indoor rock climb. I talked about it so much. I haven't done it yet. That's my next on my to-do list. But in regards to my 5K, I ended up finishing just below an hour, which let me be honest with you. I can be honest with you, right? I was really disappointed in that. You know, I was just underneath an hour, barely, you know? So I was just like, damn, I could have kind of did better than that. I'm just, for some reason, my mind just went to the negative first and not the positive. It just went to like, wow, it kind of sucked. Like, I should be doing better than that. I'm a certified personal trainer and I should have, you know, beat everybody else. Then I had to bring myself back down to earth. Bring yourself back down to earth, BK. Do, 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 do. Yes, I'm here. I'm back down to earth. Now, back to reality. I've accomplished something that many people say they're going to do and don't. Truth be told. You know how many people signed up for that race and they kept their money because they didn't show up? Either they got scared, fear started to settle in, schedule just didn't fit, some odd reason, they didn't follow through. From start to finish, I followed through. I may not have been the first person to cross the finish line, but I've crossed the finish line in my own mind and on my own goals, because my goal was to finish that race and get my medal. And the crazy part about it, not everybody will understand that, because, you know, I've had some people say, oh, what's the point of paying somebody else to run? And you're just getting an award for participating, a participation award. And I hate when people talk negative. Stuff like that makes me want to punch people in the face. Like, first of all, don't belittle what I'm doing. Don't do that. Because ain't nothing about it easy. Right? Nothing about it. And it's not up for them to understand your goals, whether it be running a 5K or getting in shape or taking better care of yourself. That it ain't up for them to understand. Excuse my language, excuse my French, cover up the kids' ears, but F them. If they don't understand, if they don't get it, you don't have to. It's not about you. It's about me, and it's about me setting goals for myself and my health and my wealth. What? Yes. Every day. So if you don't understand, then that's okay. You don't need to understand. And guess what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to spend any more time trying to get you to understand, because you don't understand? That's okay. Right? You don't need to understand what makes me tick. Because it's not about you, right? And if more people take that mindset of just, you know, wiping away all of that negativity and feed your mind and your body with more positivity, you can get further in life. Do what the F you want to do. That's what life is about, experiencing things. I've moved from New York to California. I wanted to do radio. I wanted to do TV. I've done it. I wanted to become a personal trainer. I did that. I'm doing that. You know? So, if I want to run a 5K, guess what BK is going to do? BK is going to run a 5K. Because I do what I want to do. And if more people take that mindset and not let what other people think or what other people think, say, I said think twice, what other people think, what other people say, stop them from living an abundant life, then they could be further in life too. Period. Because a lot of people, they spew their fears onto you. Oh, why would I pay somebody to run? Why would I want to win a piece of plastic? You know, why would I just want to win some stupid medal and blah, blah, blah? If that's your mentality, then that's your mentality. I'm not going to continue to explain why it's important to have new levels in your life. If you don't get it, you don't understand it, that's fine. It's not up to me in explaining. And stop explaining to people why you want to live such a great life. Why you want to fulfill such greatness? Stop explaining it, because it's just too much. I've learned to stop because it's frustrating, and it leads to arguments. You know, you don't want to be that person who is trying to explain stuff to people. The who, the what, whys, the when, the where's. No. You don't want to understand why it's important for me to do a 5K and then do another 5K in less than a year to beat my time, then that's okay. And I'm saying that to tell you, keep doing what you're doing, especially if it's positive. If people don't understand why you choose to not, you know, drink and partying up when you are focusing on your health and wellness, they don't get it. Okay, then I'll just see you later, because I'm not explaining to you why this is important to me. Because just the simple fact that I'm telling you I'm doing this, you should be like, okay, girl, or okay, boy, I support you on what you're doing. I'm not trying to hold you back. You know, that's it. Point blank, period. You ain't got nothing nice to say. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing at all. You know, so the next goal for me, as I just said, is to beat my time, because I was a little disappointed at the time. I was a little disappointed. So my goal is to rerun a 5K before the year again. The next one I'm going to do is in October. So we're in what, June? We're about basically in June. June, July, August, September, October. 5 months. Gives me more than enough time to prepare. And my goal is just to beat my last time. You know. After that, my goal may be to win the whole race. You never know. But my goal right now at this moment is to just beat my last time. So I say that to say, keep setting them goals. Keep living the life in abundance. Keep challenging yourselves. You know, keep finding things to elevate your life. Elevate your spirit. Elevate your soul. Ooh, ignite it. Set it on fire. You know, even if you get to a point where you may not like win the whole race, but it's your first time and you're trying it and you're setting yourself up for greatness. Keep doing it, even if nobody understands. And most importantly, write this down, my friend. Don't wait until you're perfect. Don't wait until, oh, I'll wait until I drop another 5 pounds. I mean, listen, 3 years ago, I felt like I was at my smallest and I would not have ran a 5K. I would not have run a 5K. I don't know why. You know, things happen in its right time. You know? But don't wait until you're perfect. Start working on it now, because it's gonna continue to better you, because it's gonna light that fire under, you know, under your tush for you to be, you know, moving forward and moving ahead. But don't wait, because you're just putting it off, where you can start today to start preparing for living a life of like abundance and really thoroughly enjoying it, doing things specifically for you. You know, like I said, my next goal is rock climbing. I have never done it. I'm so terrified of falling or, you know, knee locking up or something, but it's on my goal list. I'm working towards it. I'm not waiting a year. Tomorrow's not even promised. So how are we going to say, oh, we're just going to wait a year to let's wait a year. No, we are going to position ourselves for greatness. We're going to push forward into the new level. 2019, like, you know, I read a quote this morning where, like, people live so much in the past because they say to themselves, oh, well, you know, I used to be the captain of the football team and, you know, now I'm just an accountant. You know, okay, you used to be the captain of the football team. Good for you. But now it's 2019. What are you today? Who are you today? You can rebrand yourself. You can rebuild yourself. You know, you can be whoever you want to be. If you're not the captain of the team anymore, who are you? What are you today? And if you don't know what that is, find out, figure it out. Because you can be whatever you want to be. You can do whatever you want to do. A lot of things I say nowadays, why you do? Because I want to do it. At this age, at this time, I do a lot of things because I want to do it. And I don't wait around to explain to people anymore. I don't give a shit. Excuse my language. I don't care. I don't care what anybody thinks. Not if it was something dangerous, don't get me wrong. If it was something like crazy, crazy, outlandish, like, you know, I will listen to people's feedbacks, but come on, running a 5K, like challenging myself mentally and physically, there's nothing wrong you can say about that. So if you do have something bad to say about it, I ain't trying to hear it. Okay, so, you know, I want you to hold me accountable. Leave me a voice message. Shoot me an email, betterbodybybk@gmail.com. Go on the website, betterbodybybk.com, and just, you know, shoot me some positivity. Shoot me a hoorah. You know, let me know if you're choosing to run your first 5K. That would be so dope. You know, ask me how I decided to train for mine. You know, ask me what kind of setbacks did I have. You know, how do I keep myself encouraged? Because, you know, if you're not around a whole lot of people that are encouraging, the Bible says, encourage yourself. Yes, encourage yourself. You know, anything is possible. Don't let nothing hold you back. Like I said, I've moved from New York to California. I've done things that I've dreamed about. And it ain't over. If you got air in your body, you can do whatever you want to do. I promise you. You got air in your body. It's going to take work and it may not be easy. A lot of this stuff is hard as all hell. But if you have air in your body, you can make it happen. Just setting that goal. Be consistent. Be consistent. That's what you need to be. Be consistent and push through. Get around some supportive people. Talk to some people that's going to just ignite that fire underneath you. And just give you that support that you need and that you desire. And just keep going. Don't stop until you get there. Don't stop until you're over the finish line. Don't stop at the finish line. Stop when you're past that finish line. Like, when they said my name, oh my gosh. They said my full name. I was like, oh my God, that's me. And it's me. Okay. I started looking around like she knew my name. Like, I'm a star. Like, I really did it. I was all delirious. I really did it. I was sweating and water and, you know, somebody give me a Gatorade or something. But, you know, that's just, make yourself proud. I was proud. I just felt proud. I just felt so proud because I just did it. And I want you to feel that proudness too. So don't let nothing hold you back. Any day is a good day to just start and just do and just pursue. All right? You know how to reach me. I love you to death. BetterBodyByBK@gmail.com. You can also, if you're looking for personal training services, you can reach out to me, 909-275-8679. Again, it's 909-275-8679. IG, same thing. Twitter, same thing, BetterBodyByBK. Have a great day, week, month, year, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Speaking to you soon in your ear. Don't forget to leave that voice message. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Talk to you later. Love you guys. Bye.